Apex's Apex USD slips to 93 cents, and the protocol says that's fine. Apex's Apex USD touched 93 cents on Wednesday, roughly 7% below its dollar target, after Bitcoin slid under $63,000. CoinDesk reported the move, and the protocol's framing is what makes it worth reading. Apex says the dip is expected behavior, not a failure. This is not a bug, it is the expected behavior of a stablecoin backed by preferred equity rather than cash deposits, the protocol said. That sentence is the whole story. Most stablecoin teams treat any deviation from $1 as an emergency. Apex is treating a 7-cent slide as a designed-in characteristic of its collateral. Whether holders agree is a separate question. A two-token design with equity at the base, Apex runs two tokens. Apex USD is meant to sit at $1 and pays no yield. APY USD is the savings side, a yield-bearing token that accrues returns from dividends. The split is common in newer stablecoin designs, one token for spending and settlement, one for earning. The backing is where Apex departs from the usual playbook. Apex USD is collateralized primarily by preferred equity, specifically Strategy's STRC shares, which carry a $100 par value, with short-term U.S. treasuries and cash equivalents as a secondary layer. Preferred shares pay dividends and trade on a market. They are not a dollar in a bank account, and their price moves. That is the trade-off Apex made on purpose. Preferred equity can generate a richer income stream than treasuries alone, which feeds the yield token. The cost is that the collateral itself can wobble, and when it wobbles hard enough, the peg follows. The mechanism behind the bounce back Apex points to several reasons the slip should be temporary. Dividend rate increases are meant to pull fresh demand toward the shares when they trade soft. The system is structurally over-collateralized, so there is a buffer between the collateral value and the coins outstanding. And the protocol uses Morpho's lending market design, which insulates the oracle from spot price swings rather than marking everything to the last trade. There is a track record to lean on. STRC has traded below its $100 par value 4 times since August 2025, and each time the price recovered to par. From Apex's view, Wednesday was the 5th instance of a pattern that has resolved cleanly every prior time. The counterargument is straightforward. 4 recoveries do not guarantee a 5th, and a stablecoin that quietly absorbs 7% drawdowns during market stress is asking holders to carry equity risk in an instrument labeled stable. A reader who sees Apex USD next to USDC or a treasury-backed coin would be forgiven for assuming similar behavior under pressure. The behavior is not similar. The timing was not a coincidence. Apex USD did not wobble on its own. It moved as Bitcoin dropped below $63,000, part of a broader risk-off stretch that has dragged the whole market lower this week. Bitcoin traded around $64,085 as of June 4, 2026, down 4.8% on the day and 11.85% over 7 days, with the Fear and Greed Index at 20, firmly in fear territory. When risk assets sell off together, equity-backed collateral takes the hit alongside everything else. A coin backed by cash in a regulated account would not have flinched at a Bitcoin drawdown. Apex USD did, because its collateral lives in the same market that was selling. That correlation is the part holders need to price in before they treat the token as a safe parking spot. The lesson for stablecoin holders. The practical takeaway is about collateral, not about Apex specifically. The word stablecoin covers very different machines under the hood. Cash and treasury designs aim to never break the buck. Equity-backed and yield-chasing designs accept some volatility in exchange for a higher income stream, and they tell you so if you read the fine print. For anyone holding a stablecoin balance to spend, that distinction is not academic. Crypto card programs increasingly settle from stablecoin balances, and a 7% drawdown in the asset behind your spending power is a real cost if it lands at the wrong moment. The disclosed peg is not the full picture. The collateral behind the peg is. Apex, to its credit, is being explicit about what its collateral does under stress. The burden now sits with holders to decide whether equity-backed exposure is what they wanted from a token marketed as stable.